And our reading's from Hebrews 13. Keep on loving one another as brothers and sisters. Don't forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by so doing, some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it. Continue to remember those in prison as if you were together with them in prison, and those who were mistreated as if you yourselves were suffering. Marriage should be honored by all, and the marriage bed kept pure, for God will judge the adulterer and all the sexually immoral. Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, "Never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you." So we say with confidence, "The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can human beings do to me?" Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that openly profess his name. And don't forget to do good and to share with others. For with such sacrifices, God is pleased. This is the word of the Lord.
If you didn't know it already, I think you realize now what a gift we have, both in the physical building we have, and the organ as an instrument, and in Greg as a musician. So I was reflecting just a little bit on his gifts and what he brings to us as a congregation as we came into Labor Day weekend. And what I was thinking about was, by the way, this is not his full-time job. Most of you know Greg Novus, right? So he teaches during the week. He's here to lead choir on Wednesday evenings, and he's here to lead us in worship and lead the choir on the weekends. And so he divides his time between several projects. And just for a couple minutes, that's my reflection for this morning, is that many of us have to live this way. We have to face in several different directions and do several things at once. Your work might take you in several different lines of responsibilities, or you might have several different jobs, like Greg does. Your life might be split between paid work, volunteer work, and the work of caring and raising for a family. It would be a rare situation, I think, for any of us to actually be able to live a life where you just had one singular focus. Is there anybody here who gets to live like that? I doubt it. So let me encourage you today on Labor Day weekend, in light of the good news of Jesus Christ, towards something like balance between the many different parts of your life that vie for your attention. Just for a minute, I'll invite you to reflect on that graphic that's on the front side of your bulletin. This is a diagram born out of a Japanese sort of wisdom tradition. It's called Ikigai, I guess. The concept of ikigai refers to your reason for being. It describes what motivates you to get out of bed in the morning each day. Coffee or something else. It's Japanese tradition. It's not gospel. It's not scripture. It's just a tool. It's just a resource that might lend some wisdom to our attempts to live in ways that reflect the good news of God's love for us in Jesus Christ. So if it helps you, if it gives you a tool, sort of reflect and think and pray this week, great. That's all we needed to do. The diagram distills a way of imagining a life that's worthwhile. It's not an exact recipe. It won't tell you to do A rather than B with your life. It's just a very general map about how to pay attention to the different component parts, the different working parts of a meaningful life. So in Christian terms, we might think of our ikigai as our calling, that life to which the Holy Spirit has called us. And our ikigai, our calling, might be in terms of our reading from Hebrews today. It might just be that particular form that our, in the last line of our reading, the particular form that our sharing might take, or that our doing good for others might take. So this week, this morning and this week, ask yourself these four basic questions. You can take notes. You can write this week. This might be the form that your prayer can take this week. Question one, what do I love? Question two, what am I good at? Question three, what does the world need? Or forget world, what do other people need? What are the needs around me? Four, how can I get paid? Or how can I earn a living? Or how can I sustain myself financially? Now, if any of those questions strike you as really, really difficult, wonderful. You need to sit with that question and reflect and write and pray. Now, that last question, how do I get paid, that will be less important when you're young, because your main work right now is your education. It will be less important if you're retired. But it's a very important question, of course, if you're in the middle part of your life. But even then, it's only one of four questions. And so to find your ikigai, your calling, your reason for being, your own sweet spot in life, that requires us to keep asking, cycling through all these big questions. Our reading this morning from Hebrews reminds us that responding to God in a life of faith, hope, and love calls us to take responsibility for how we use our gifts, how we steward our resources, and where we aim our attention from day to day. A life that focuses too much on one question, say the how can I get paid question, that will be a life that's unfortunately narrowed down and constricted. A life in which we gather up our strengths and offer them generously to other people in helpful forms of service, that kind of a life will be a much more satisfying and rewarding life. So friends, on this Labor Day, we can remember that our labor and our work is a rich and complex thing. It includes paid work and unpaid work, and it includes all the different ways that we use our gifts. Some of our work is paid, most of it isn't. Remember that our work is only part of a life that includes other things, other very important things, other things that God loves, like rest and play and delight and pleasure. So may God bless our work and our play. May God fan into flame our various abilities and strengths. And may God give each of us a path of service so that our lives can be filled with opportunities to share with others and to be of help every chance we get. Amen. And thank you, Greg, for your reflections this morning.